experience. There's the changing. The changing experiences. And the changeless experience. Changeless experience, because it's changeless. Is there in every changing experience? The changeless experience is me. My own being, the conscious being. That is the self present in every experience. I am the changeless self of every experience. I'm not used to differentiating myself from the changing experiences. Usually, I differentiate one experience, one changing experience, from another changing experience. A sad experience is differentiated from a happy experience. One sound is differentiated from another sound, or from the intervening silence. One thought from another thought. But this is different, a different type of differentiation. Now I need to recognize my changeless presence. That is the changeless presence, the changeless self of every thought, of every changing experience. Because I am pervasive to every experience equally, my mind has missed me, has taken me for granted, and only related to the changing experiences. Now we're asking the mind to notice its own self, the self that is present, illumining the conscious being. Because of which the changing experiences are known. this self is free. It is whole and complete. It is this self who knew what the mind now needs to dip into simply by recognition, simply by recognizing my pervasive presence. Where the mind focuses on its own being, the conscious being. That is its very self. It becomes awake to that. So that even while the changing vrittis, the changing thought modifications are also known, at the same time, the mind has differentiated, recognizes the constant presence of its self, the changeless presence, the stable presence, of the self, which is so whole and complete, so stable. Whose nature is like the gentle smile of the Murti, would be the Buddha, the Dakshinamurti, or Shiva. This gentle smile. Is just expressive. Of the nature of my own being.